Psalm 131, Preface. In His Word, God has told us all that is necessary for us to know for our soul's salvation, and beyond His Word, we should not attempt to search. The man who cannot content himself to remain within the limits of the revealed Word, who presumes to search out divine things by the light of his own understanding, having no rule over his own spirit, is like a city that is broken down and without walls. As a city without walls is defenseless, open to the assaults of robbers and invaders, so the mind departing from the wholesome words inspired by the Holy Ghost is open to the intrusion of pernicious errors and soul-destroying doctrines. For those who think themselves wise and follow the guide of their own spirit will fall into fanaticism and many foolish and hurtful opinions. As an infant is humble and seeks not strong meat, craving only its mother's milk, so should we not strive to search out high things which God has not revealed to us, but setting aside the wisdom of the world and the pride of reason, our desire should be only to drink from the words which the Holy Ghost has spoken by the apostles and prophets. Then do we remain on safe ground according to the words of the Lord, saying, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. Unto such humility we are exhorted in the 131st Psalm. Humility, a lovely virtue, pride, a hateful vice. A Song of Degrees of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. Summary. This psalm is a severe rebuke of the proud and the high-minded who, as the Pharisees did, trust in themselves, that they are righteous, who build their hope on their own morality and keeping of the law, and not on the forgiveness of sin by the mercy of God. David, as it were, says, I cannot boast about my own holiness as those who do trust in their own works of piety, or those who claim to have reached perfection. When I was so lifted up with pride as to think of meriting righteousness by my own virtue, and did not quiet my soul with the promise of grace, then I lost hold of the sure word, and my soul was disquieted within me as a child that is weaned, and my heart had no peace. Therefore David, in the concluding words, charges one and all to hope in the Lord, depending alone on his mercy. Accept wise counsel and cling to the promise of grace in simplicity of faith, for in it is Christ with all his salvation. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who didst humble thyself to bear our sins in thine own body and to suffer the shameful death of the cross, grant us thy spirit of meekness, that we may walk in true humility. Take from us all haughtiness and pride, that we seek not great things. And create in us that mind by which we count thy grace sufficient unto us. Amen.